Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sana Gordy. That's right, straight out of Taino Radio. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I'd like to thank all you future listeners who are downloading this show. This is the Indigenous Power Hour. That's right. I have my co-hosts with me, 4-1, straight out of Nebraska. What's up, 4-1? Are you there?
I'm here. What up, Turtle Island? It's your girl, 4-1.
Ah, that's awesome. Once again, we come together. It's been a while. It's been over a week, right? Or 2 weeks, I should say. You know, I've been on assignment, but it's great to be back to talk about the real issues of missing, murder, Indigenous women and relatives, and all things Indigenous. What do you think about that?
I think we need to do it. We got to do it. We got to bring that awareness.
That's right. That's right. You know, I've been getting some emails about different topics, but they definitely love that we're hitting home about these issues of missing and murdered women. You know, I almost forgot. Hold on. How can I forget this? It is time for Northern Cree.
Ah!
Wow, there it is. Another week, another show with Northern Cree, Missing Murder, Indigenous Women and Relatives. What's going on, 4-1? Tell us.
Well, the Thunder Beans are out tonight where I'm at. It's raining,
oh, wow.
And, you know, we need it. We need it right now.
Wow.
Well, let's talk about these predators. Let's talk about these predators of the missing, murdered Indigenous relatives, you know. And, you know, honestly, the predator doesn't change between the men and the women or the children. That's different, don't you think? You would think that the profile of the predator would change, you know?
Mm-mm.
But it doesn't seem to really show, you know, a difference in the, you know, in the profiling part of it.
Right.
Where there are natural resources, you know, such as minerals, iron, you know, any of those types of things, oil,
right.
Natural gas, you know, any of that. Of course, you know, the first predator thought, you know, usually is related to, you know, that. It's related to a pipeline. It's related to, you know, whatever, you know, precious metals they're extracting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So then, you know, because it really doesn't change as far as the location. Most of those are near reservations or tribal
mm-hmm.
land. Of course, the predator, especially in the Montana area, to
mm-hmm.
be like out in Washington, Oregon.
Right.
You know, those areas, there's a real threat of a serial killer.
Jeez, that's
you know?
Just nuts, man.
And so, like I said, it does not really change from, you know, the demographics, whether it's male, female, or child. The predator
mm-hmm.
seems to remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also got to talk about the domestic issue
mm-hmm.
of ours doing it to our own.
That's the key, yep, exactly.
And so, you know, we do have those related to, you know, like I said, you know, the extraction of any type of minerals or, you know, precious goods. We have, you know, a serial killer. We also have the very real issue of it being a domestic thing. Now, we also, depending on where you're located, the Department of Justice recently put out a report stating the cartel had taken over. Especially,
Spanish.
So we are talking Texas all the way up to North Dakota. So South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, you know, clear down
mm-hmm.
into Oklahoma, Texas, you know, I mean, it goes on. But in those areas, the cartel has taken over the reservation. So that too has become a predator.
Yeah, definitely. And when we talk about, like how do they come in, though? Is it like, because I know BIA police are all over the reservations. How are they allowed in?
Well, it's not, you know, some of those reservations have a lot of land, you know,
mm,
and
yeah. There you go.
The tribal police isn't what you think it is.
Okay.
You know, they don't have, you know, the resources that urban, you know,
right.
have. You know, so the numbers aren't there. So, you know, a lot of tribes have, you know, their own groups, you know, formed by, you know, people just, you know, law enforcement and related, you know, just regular people that have to form these groups, you know, to protect our own.
Exactly.
Damn.
You know, so, you know, some of those residents have, I mean, miles, you know, and that's a lot of area to cover for, you know, maybe
mm-hmm.
a unit of maybe six, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've seen some bigger numbers, like about 20, you
mm-hmm.
know, for their entire law enforcement, you know. But, like I said, some of those reservations have a lot of land, and that's a lot to be for just a few people to be covering. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Our own letting them in, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I know a lot of people who go and take refuge on the res just to hide out, you know, thinking
right.
they're hiding out. So, I don't know. It's
this is crazy. And
yeah, it is. And how do we start this? How do we, you know, where do we begin? It begins with us.
And,
you know what I'm
and
saying?
And I won't be. Yeah, and I won't be surprised if the mainstream American law enforcement are pushing these cartels on the res. I won't be surprised.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Right.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, why not? I mean, there's some type of relationship going on, right? I mean,
yeah.
How were they getting things here in the first place? Some type of cooperation, right?
Yep. That's
so,
it.
I
smell a rat somewhere.
Well, and, you know, it's within our own, too. I mean, let's not forget that. Somebody's allowing this, you know?
Yeah. Come into the back door, right?
Letting them in. And so bigger than us, for one. It's not bigger than us. And it is something that we can put an end to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's frustrating? You're reminding me, at a local level here, I live in New York City. And I got this app. It's called Citizen app. And I don't know if you guys got that by out where you at. I don't know if it's national. I don't know if it's just a local thing. New York
what
thing.
What is it called?
It's
again?
It's called Citizen.
And oh,
it gives you the crime that's reported by citizens nearby, whatever, you know, radius, whatever. So yesterday, you know, I'm always looking. I've been charting missing children. And women, I've been charting it past couple of weeks on Citizen app. And yesterday was the worst. There was a lot of missing children yesterday, right? But you know what really got me upset, though? There's people on the Citizen app, you know, regular citizens, right? There was the 14-year-old went missing, Latino, Hispanic 14-year-old, right? And it was already 10 hours. And you can read the comments. And one idiot wrote, I saw her leaving the beach with this unknown whatever male, blah, 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 you know, leaving the beach.
Are we talking about the young lady that lost her life after being drugged and raped?
No. This was just a general statement someone wrote about the report that there was a missing child, a 14-year-old, blah, blah, blah. Someone was just being sarcastic, like, oh, yeah, I saw her leaving the beach, you know, the boardwalk, whatever, under the boardwalk, whatever, with this male, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then another person wrote, well, life goes on, you know. And it's like these constant comments I read from people, like, no regard, man. You know, like, this is someone's child, you know. And their life, well, life goes on, you know. And it's like
lack of humanity, you know.
It's like our own people, man. You know, and I read the names. They're like Hispanic names, whatever, and they're just like dissing each other, man. It's like, what the hell? You know, so, you know, I've been studying this phenomenon, and it's like, geez. Just today, there was a search for a missing woman in East Harlem today, where I work at. And it's just constant, man. It's constant. And the worst part is, like, again, those comments. People have no, like you said, no humanity, right? Like, what's going on? Our own people, right?
Our own.
That's the thing, our own people. So I've been taking notice. I've been taking my notes and of the people's comments. This is horrible, man. Like I said, it's out of control. You know, for one, I was watching a documentary on Netflix on Jeffrey Epstein, I think it's pronounced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
a famous millionaire, billionaire, whatever. And this guy had a racket going in Florida. And a lot of women came forward.
Island.
And huh?
That island. And that island is known for pedophilia.
There you go. And they showed some of his rich friends, Bill Clinton, and they showed Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Ellen.
And they even had a quote. Trump was like, oh, yeah, he's a great guy, you know, and this and that, but, you know, sometimes I don't agree with the people he chooses, whatever, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like laughing, ha, 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 you know, like, great guy? You know, and you know he's with these girls, you know, underage girls. Jeez, it's crazy, man.
They said Tom Hanks was there. They said, who else? Oh, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, kidding me.
Not at all. Miley Cyrus.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. That's the whole conspiracy or whatever, the thought behind, you know, him and his suicide, you know? I mean, everybody knows it wasn't suicide, you know? But that's what they were trying to prevent is the guest list. The revealing of the guest list, because you know that's a you can find those logs out, you know, because of the flight plan of who the guest was to his pedophilia island.
Oh, so you took them out, huh?
Absolutely. So that's the whole thing behind, you know, his passing. Was to prevent that information from getting out. A lot of famous people.
You know, can I ask you, you know, I want to go on record. Many, many, many years ago, right? I experienced back west. Where was this? Wisconsin, right? Are you from Wisconsin, right? Originally, right? No, I'm sorry. No, I got you confused. I'm sorry. I got you confused. Someone, you're originally from the Dakotas. But I remember meeting a religious order who did work with Native Americans, right? And I noticed he had a teenage boy with him, one of the friars. And this teenage boy, I got suspicious, like, wait, this kid is too close, you know what I mean? And I got suspicious, so I started asking questions, right? And I found out this the religious was a priest, and then I found out that he adopted this native teenager. He adopted him. And I'm like, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. How is this priest who's in a religious order can adopt an indigenous boy? You know what I mean? So this is in the early 2000s. Does that make sense? Did this, have you ever heard of these things where priests adopted children, boys?
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Have you heard of these stories of priests adopting boys or teenagers?
Oh, yeah.
Like legally adopted.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah. I mean, where I come from, I mean, that's the whole, what is it, the boys' town. The
oh,
boys'
okay.
Town.
I gotcha.
Right. So that was all religious.
But to actually adopt a child, I don't know
well,
if that's possible.
He probably didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Probably was a
He's
foster
he
parent.
Did.
Well, I'm sure he did, but of what benefit would that be to him?
Mm-hmm.
It's beneficial to say they adopted, but you know,
mm-hmm.
Probably the truth of the matter was he was a foster child, and that religious individual was being paid foster care payment.
Wow.
You know, because that's the whole thing with the IGWA Act, is it prevented Native children from being adopted by non-Native, you know, parents.
Right.
You know, people. That's what keeps the foster care system going.
Mm. But here's the thing. I mean, in religious order in the Catholic Church, you know, they take vows, you know, poverty, chastity, uh-huh. obedience. I don't know how that's not possible.
I don't know.
This is crazy. Yeah.
I can't even wrap my mind around
yeah.
trying to understand pedophilia.
Wow.
You know, or any type
mm-hmm.
of abuse toward a child or another human being. So, yeah, it's real difficult for me to wrap my mind around, you know, the ins and outs
yeah,
and whys and the outcomes. And I just know, you know, just like that example you were giving, is, you know, real similar to the grooming process, you know, with the man-boy love.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, and how they begin grooming when they're in those powerful positions. And, you know, there's that, you know, that sick boy man love thing. I don't understand it, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's just out of control. But I've been doing research since we started this show. I've been doing a lot of research, a lot of old stuff been coming up that I've seen in the past. That I guess in the 90s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, was kind of acceptable behavior, you know? But now these people are going missing now, being murdered. It's like scary stuff, you know?
Protect your kids. Protect your wife. Protect
the what?
You know what I mean? It's just we've
yeah.
just gotten too comfortable, you know, with just not caring anymore. You know, we forgot to look out for our own. You know,
mm-hmm.
it takes a village to raise a child. And
yeah.
where is that village at? Where is that community?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Right now,
where is the community?
You know, leading to a pandemic, you know, and all of the conditioning. You know, what I was talking about with the boys' town, the Franklin cover-up,
You know, that involved over 300,000 children come up missing through Boy Scouts.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm...
No, go ahead.
No, no, I'm working on a future show where I can get that that priest to come and talk about how he's been advocating for abused children, sexually abused children who are adults now by the clergy, been sexually abused by the clergy,
yeah.
and his experiences working, advocating for these victims on reservations because these priests were dumped on those reservations. So I'm trying to schedule that show. That's going to be amazing, right? And cover that stuff. But so tell me, what's going on, man? What's going on? What's happening? I know there was something going on today, right, with the DAPL, the no DAPL?
Yes. Yes, they got a the environmental they tried to get a stay.
Oh, they tried to get a what? A stay?
They were trying to get us, you know, get it the stops, the pipeline stopped,
right.
And you know they did a environmental report,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Biden allowed them to continue with the pipeline until
what?
Yeah.
Wait, but didn't he start the Keystone?
Today.
Wait, but he stopped the Keystone Pipeline. It doesn't make sense. Why is it continuing?
This is the third pipeline. This is pipeline three.
But he, when he came president, he did executive order stopping the Keystone. Why doesn't it make sense why he wants to continue this one?
No, they got it stopped up in North Dakota.
Okay.
And so. Now, they got line one stop, line two. Now we're talking about line three.
Okay.
Line three runs twice over the Mississippi. So we're talking about right around Duluth, Minnesota,
right
around that area, all the way down. So it's about getting pipeline three stopped and see that there's an old pipeline that they have no plans of digging up. The only plan is to replace it, leave the old stuff in the ground and run it over the Mississippi twice. You know,
wow.
At the safe distance from crude, tar sand, whatever, oil, the safest distance is 10 miles. 10
wow.
mile radius. So how do you transport something like that? With
okay,
a 10-mile radius kept,
yeah.
How does the driver, do you understand what I'm saying? There
mm-hmm.
is no
mm-hmm.
safe distance from this pipeline.
You know what? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say where pipeline two, where that runs over 5 aquifers, and the Ogallala Aquifer in Tecumseh, Nebraska, is the world's second largest aquifer.
Wow.
And if people don't know what an aquifer is, it is a natural water resource when the water came from below. Now, this is pre-flood talk, you know. This is
mm-hmm.
when when the earth was separated from the heaven, you know, sky, and water came, you know, was from below. And the essence of the water from below is feminine. After the flood is when water came from above.
Mm-hmm.
And that essence is of a male. So that pipeline cannot be built.
Damn, this is...
It's serious. It's, you know.
And it's been 5 years of court battles. And the courts, all, you know, they're like... Is that?
It's been a long time. And what makes no sense is Canada can't even refine the oil once it gets it. It doesn't have a facility big enough. So it has to be transported across the United States to Canada and then taken back to the United States, you know, with whatever they can't refine.
Yeah. Well, let me see. I got something here. Let me see if I can download it. I got a quote. This is
from
Brandon Mawai. He's a Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Council member. And Jan Hesserman, she's the attorney at Earth Justice. And it was sharing some reactions from the hearing that the Biden administration says it will not decide until an investigation is completed by the U.S. Army of Engineers, which will probably be completed in 2022. That is totally BS, man. So let me see if I get some. See what they're saying here, right? Just give me a second here. Let me see.
For joining. My name is Becca Bowe. I'm a media representative with Earth Justice. Today, we will be sharing reactions to the Biden administration's decision not to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. This decision was made clear at a federal court hearing, which concluded just a short while ago. Before we get started, I want to let you know that this telepresser is being recorded, and a recording can be made available after this call upon request. There will be time for reporters to submit questions to our speakers.
All right, so this is like a breakdown of what's going on, of what happened today. It's very disheartening, though, really. This is like a shock. You know, forked tongue, huh? What do you think? Is it a forked tongue sitting here by the Biden administration? Can you hear me, 4-1? Well, hello, 4-1? I think we lost 4-1. This is Sanakori, the host here of the Indigenous Power Hour. Trying to connect here with 4-1. 4-1, can you hear me? Hello, 4-1? 4-1. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a song until we can get 4-1 back. This is by Richie Ledger Eagle, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women.
Murdered and missed. Indigenous women. They lost to the system, lost to the system. We gonna miss them. Murdered and missing indigenous women, they lost to the system. We gonna miss them. Murdered and missing indigenous women, they lost to the system. We gonna miss them. Grandmother Wormwood is walking. Birds and the bees are talking. Sitting in the wind, listening in, cause this doesn't happen often. You tapping in and you tapping out. It's flawless, ain't no backing out. No internet on these back routes. Just some indigens to be acting out. Murdered and missing. Indigenous women. Lost to the system, lost to the system, lost to the system.
mothers and daughters with all of their wisdom. Brothers and fathers can't help them but miss them when they're gone. But why don't we miss them? Murdered and missing indigenous tribes. Murdered and missing indigenous wives. Murdered and missing indigenous children. Murdered and missing indigenous lives. Murdered and missing. Murdered and missing. Murdered and missing. Murdered and missing. Indigenous women. Indigenous women. Indigenous women. Indigenous women. They lost to the system. Lost to the system. Lost to the system. Lost to the system. We gonna miss them. We gonna miss them. We gonna miss them. We gonna miss them. Murdered and missing. Indigenous women, they lost the system, we gonna miss them. Murdered and missing indigenous women, they lost the system, we gonna miss them. Murdered and missing, murdered and missing, murdered and missing, murdered and missing. Cause these are Britain, cause these are Britain, cause these are Britain, cause these are Britain. Where is our sister, where is our sister, where is our sister, where is our sister? Murdered and missing, 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 murdered and missing. Indigenous women, indigenous women, indigenous women, indigenous women. They lost the system, lost the system, lost the system. Indigenous women, they lost to the system, we gonna miss them. Murdered and missing indigenous women, they lost to the system, we gonna miss them.
Wow, great song. 4-1, are you back?
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's great. Good, good. I thought it was, you know, just the little disconnection there. That's great, though. But,
yeah, sorry about that.
No, no, it's no problem. You know, I was playing a clip by Earth Justice. If people go on earthjustice.com, they can get an interview with Standing Rock councilperson there, Brandon Maui, talking about what happened today in court. This is crap, man. This is just crap. You know, this is
yeah,
a BS.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go forked tongue, huh? Forked tongue from the Biden administration.
Absolutely. I mean, because my understanding is that the Biden administration is requiring the pipeline to abide by conditions that were set in a now vacated permit that allowed for its construction, but has not taken any additional action. So it is to remain in operation while the government reviews the environmental impact.
But we all know what the impact is.
Of course we do. Of course we do.
Look, 600...
It is wiping out our existence.
Check this out, 600,000 barrels of crude oil per day, a half mile up the Missouri River from the Standing Rock Reservation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ka-ching. Fork-tongued people love money.
I'm telling you. There's a big fight. We've got a big fight on our hands, and it ain't over.
No.
It
you know
ain't
what it
over.
Says here, in July of 2020, a federal judge ordered that the Dakota Access Pipeline is shut down while the government conducts a full-fledged analysis examining the risk, right? And the shutdown order was swiftly overturned, and the pipeline has been operating since. And it still is, after Biden administration said, you can continue while we finish our report by the Army Corps of Engineers. The fix is in.
It's absolute truth. It's absolute truth. Nothing was stopped. It still remains, and it's going.
You
now,
know what?
I believe that the pipeline 1 and 2 were shut down, and this is pipeline 3. That, you know, they're trying to battle, but it sounds as if it's what you just said, a forked tongue. It's never stopped.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Turtle Island?
Yeah, you also got to be careful.
I just think about how many people voted for him.
Wait, say it again?
How many people voted for Biden based on the fact that he had promised to get the pipeline shut down?
Well, it's weird because it was like a little hazy because he did an executive order. He wrote an executive order stating that the Keystone pipeline will be shut down, which is interesting. And then he keeps this one open. Like, what the hell? It's like a smoke screen.
Well,
does that sound like a smoke
screen? It's what we've been doing this whole time. You know? They've been doing this to us the whole time. Just like, you know, they haven't stopped digging in the Black Hills. They got trucks every day pulling that gold out on federal land. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And something else I heard is that had changed by our newly appointed Interior Secretary. My understanding is now she is a tribe. One of the articles I read was tribes are hoping something about now that Deb has been appointed that it'll make drilling easier. And when I read into the article, she was talking about ensuring equal pay, you know, the price difference between natives and, you know, whites, you know, because they get so much more money with those, you know, whether it's a cable line, a gas line.
Goddamn Ivy.
You know, whatever's running through there, you know, and it's a big difference. It's a big difference in cost, you know, what or the payment, you know, but why would the narrative change? You know, why do we want the drilling going on? You know, because this is kind of similar to what was happening at White Clay. Do you know the story of, you know, about White Clay? You know, outside of Pine Ridge, there is a very, very small town, and it has the highest alcohol sales, like, in this area. You know, in the Midwest. And it was just this podunk town was sitting right outside of Pine Ridge. So, you know, there was a point where, you know, kind of like this narrative. Here you gather all this support to get it stopped. But really what it was about, like especially White Clay, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to try to put an end to this, the alcoholism that's, you know, this little town that's poisoning Pine Ridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about that. You know what it was about?
Tell me.
They wanted to sell it to their own.
Mm.
It was about changing Therese's from being dry to now being able to sell alcohol. So that's really what that was about. And that's what I'm beginning to feel that this pipeline is about.
Damn.
The truth of the matter is this pipeline can't be built. I come from the Lakota Nation. We had that black snake prophecy. We know the damage that it will do, and it will wipe out mankind. It will It will wipe us out. You know?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't need water to survive, what are you? You're not
That's
one
right.
of us.
Well,
water is life. So, reading those articles, because I've read about three now, that, you know, it's about getting equal pay for that oil. That it's really
Definitely.
Not about keeping it from being built because it'll poison
No.
our natural resources. It'll wipe us out, you know? Who cares? Who cares about, we don't need it.
I just went on Instagram, Secretary Deb Haaland, to see if she commented. There was no comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to her recent post, and I wrote hashtag no dapple. So let's see what happens.
Hopefully.
Yeah, let me do that again. The last week, April 2nd, there was a conference on hold on again. What was it called? It was called American Rescue Plan, Support for Tribal and Indigenous Communities. So let me put no dapple. I'm a week late, but, you know. There you go, no dapple. I'm going to put it down. I put it down. That's it, Taino Radio, 1491. No dapple. Hopefully she'll see the comment. You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
That was that famous comedian, Toki Hill. I think I got the name right. I always get his name wrong. Toki Hill, the Seneca comedian. He always warned us, never kiss anyone with a forked tongue.
Right.
Forked tongue, be careful, man. They speak nice words, right? What's going on? This is insane.
Ain't it? It is absolutely insane. It's like...
And, mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, for one, I have to tell you, last night we had a show. I had two Taino warrior women last night. We were talking about how Newton, Massachusetts, the city council passed that no more, they abolished Columbus Day, right? So,
right. Oh, and they're talking about running the marathon.
Yeah,
that?
Then the Boston Marathon goes to Newton on Columbus, on Indigenous Peoples Day. They refused
yeah.
to change the date.
Yeah.
And guess what the city did? You know what the city did? The city was like, oh, we'll give you a high school baseball field, whatever you could celebrate there. For the Boston Marathon, you know, they need free reign of the town for the race. It's freaking
okay.
BS, man.
So here's that article that I was telling you about. Introducing tribal nation, hopes new interior secretary will make drilling easier.
What?
Yeah.
Can you repeat that again, that article? Can you repeat that
sure.
again?
Absolutely. Energy producing tribal nation hopes new interior secretary will make drilling easier. The Osage Nation is one of a dozen tribal nations in the U.S. that has a significant oil and gas reserves. Its citizens are optimistic that Deb Haaland will help them keep extracting fossil fuels. And that's an article written by the NPR.org.
Wow. I got to check that out.
Yeah.
This is...
Definitely.
Another one is, let's see. Another one that I had saw. Let me see. I'll have to look for the other one. I'm not able to look while I'm on the podcast right now. So I don't know. I don't know when this narrative changed, honestly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was led, you know, by my own. I was being misled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just, well, I don't know, man. This is crazy. If that's the case, wow. I have to follow up on that. That's just absolutely, it's part of the chaos. So what do we do? How do we cope with this stuff? What do we do?
We got to stay true. We got to stay true to the real purpose, to what this is really about. It ain't about getting paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is just, it's frustrating though, you know, because, man, you know, they shut down the Keystone, Biden promises to listen, you know, appoints Deb, or nominates Deb, she's in there, and now look, more the same old crap, huh? Like Donald Trump, part two.
Well, same old. You know, this world has become a very self-loving, love and peace, and you know, there's no regard, no nothing for another person's life. No value in it. I mean, we got people dying for a pair of shoes. You know?
No, it's
less than that. We got to remember who we are, and of all creations, of all creations, we're the only ones with a soul. You know?
I know they say that we think and feel like people of the Stone Age, you know? But
right. But
Stone Age was beautiful. We didn't have pipelines, right?
Right.
When they have this mercury and on the water and stuff and all this crap. So let's
all I know is my ancestors, they left me with more than just trauma. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They left me with a warrior spirit. They left me with resilience.
Mm-hmm.
They left me with pride. They left me with strength. They left me with faith, you know? And all I can do is encourage people to find themselves. Find out who you are. Know where you come from. Once you know where you come from and, you know, where you're from, it's a whole different story.
Definitely.
You know? You get a sense of self-worth. You know, I was so happy to find, you know, my line, you know, my lineage, you know. My family, you know, because I am, you know, mixed, you know, I have you know, multiracial, whatever you want to say.
You're multi-human.
Right, a multi-human. you know, I didn't have, you know, support of my family on both sides. I was either too Indian for the other side or, you know, too white for the Indian side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I didn't, you know, you grow up with that plus the trauma in my DNA, you know. There's a lot of us walking around that don't know who we are, who we come from, you know, and where
right.
we want to go. And once I started researching my family, because, you know, I of course, like, I'm a descendant of a boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my grandmother was in St. Mary's Catholic boarding school in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was then a part of the Job Relocation Act, you know, the Indian in the 70s. And, you know, it was, for one, forbidden to speak her language. It was forbidden to be Indian, period. So, you know, she was very careful, very guarded in her what she spoke on or what she passed down, because her fear was us facing the same thing she had already went through. You know, her enrollment number was tatted on the inside of her forearm. You know?
Mm.
And that's the last thing she wanted any of us to ever have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So she didn't pass on, you know, traditions or language or, you know, cultural beliefs, thoughts, rituals, anything to everybody in the family. She picked and chose, you know. And I know, you know, our elders go through that process anyways, you know. Why our culture remains intact is because we do have an oral tradition, and we are
That's
guarded.
Right.
You know, there are ways of going about passing that information on, but then we also got other elders who hoard that information, and they pick and choose based off of their fondness of an individual. You know what I mean?
Choose.
And yeah, you know, oh, I like, or, you know, I like this one better than that one, or this one's got some hospitality, or, you know what I mean? Or so much they choose and you know, and didn't pass it on, you know? And, you know, do away with that, you know?
Definitely.
Pass the info.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're just going to continue to produce, you know, other people with identity crises, because that's like the number two thing for Indigenous people is having an identity crisis.
Oh, boy. You know what's
people in general, you know?
Yeah.
So, like I said, we got to remember that we're more than trauma. We're more than, you know, what's been holding us back all these years. We're more than that.
Mm-hmm.
We're so much more than that.
Yeah,
we're strong.
Yeah. stronger than that.
We are First Nation. We're First Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, the Creator, he gives his toughest battles to his best warriors. I know that. He don't want no punks in his crew, you know?
That's right.
You know,
it's funny.
We were given these, we were given, you know, this backbone and these broad shoulders for a reason. And that's
funny
because,
from Mother Earth.
Well, to read the truth, baby. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Indigenous is the truth.
Jeez. All the way. It's the front lines.
Yeah.
It's the front lines. What? It's like the same thing. What makes an indigenous woman in Africa walk 15 miles to a water hole to walk back 15 miles so she can have water for her children, you know, and for that one cow they own? That's the key, you know, that's that strength. So for one, we ran out of time. I found a song that you have recommended. I'm gonna try to get it for the next time. But oh wait, I just lost it. Hold on a second. I'm gonna try to play this through my mic. I couldn't find the download to it, but by the next time I'll have a download. But I'll pay it through my mic, okay?
Okay.
And we'll end the show there. And we'll and this is Prolific, the rapper, and A Tribe Called Red. It's called Black Snakes. How about that? So I'm gonna play that. It's 4 minutes long. And 4-1, like to thank you always for being here and chatting with you all things indigenous. And
absolutely. Thank you, Santa Cory. Thank you, Turtle Island. Remember, indigenous, we are the truth.
That's right. And one advice, okay? Don't, by former Elder Hill, do not kiss anyone that has a forked tongue. Yo, have fun in your concert there tonight.
Yes, I have a show. I'm driving.
Yeah, where you at? Tell us, where you at before we shut down? Who's that?
Yes. I have a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa. I'm on my way there. I'm on the interstate now. So it's going down.
Wow, Iowa, get ready. 4-1 is on the way. Thank you for taking the time, man. And thank you for taking the time being with us on your road trip to Iowa. Be safe out there, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so let's end the show with your recommendation, Prolific, the rapper, and A Tribe Called Red. Wow, Black Snakes.
And do everything we've worked so hard for. But as indigenous people, our existence is our resistance. We protect Mother Earth and the water because it's who we are and we have no other choice. I'm facing 7 years in prison, yet I remain dedicated to peace and prayer. Pray with us. Four corners. four directions, four colors. And death rides on four horsemen. A black snake with some black tanks. How much money do these companies need to make? They can drop their product, but they want to save a buck. Already extracted billions, when is enough enough? I used to be in the oil fields, getting paid. But I quit, cause oil, water, I can't drink. Look down and see Kamimi La die in the mud. I looked up and told myself that enough's enough. Money does not own my soul, living comfortable. Not in my plans, my hands in the sand. Some things were more than gold. Some things that can't be sold. Some things can't be replaced. She is your mother, the fresh water in her veins. What is going on? Have we all lost our minds? Every human needs clean water to survive.
We're sorry.
Your call cannot be called. Martin, can you share a story?
Hi. I need to report an assault. Standing Rock. They're innocent, unarmed people being attacked with water in militia-style police firing at point-blank range with high-powered mace on unarmed people. Who protects the people?
Ma'am, yeah, if there's police there, then it has...
The police are the ones attacking innocent, unarmed
okay.
people. So what do we do to stop the police literally hitting people at point-blank range in the face? People can lose eyes. People are going to get hypothermia. People could die. We have elders here. We have children here. We have all ages here. Nobody is armed except for the police. Who protects the people from the police?
Well, I guess if you want to put it up the chain of command, the next person to talk to would be the governor's office.
Love is the strongest, this past is the hardest. But if we were strong enough to do it, we wouldn't see it. Our prayers would not be needed. This movement's very needed. Indigenous wisdom unheeded and sacred things depleted. I'm Mexicano, Mala Junta, and I'm white too. I mix with everyone, so part of me's just like you. Every group of human beings shares the same stars. And if the earth is not your mother, are you from Mars? The five in the genocide they call colonizing my turtle island. What is the fossil fuel? Continued destruction, nothing new. Living in a system, taking our children, shipping the feelings to nothing true. I had that money in front of me, but I left it. Cause all your money's dirty if my mother gets disrespected. We're disconnected, these times are hectic and feeling heavy. But still we love our living beings and suffer for the many. We are peaceful people, that's why we walk with prayer. And if that wasn't true, we wouldn't be standing here. We're peaceful people, we walk with prayer. Turtle Island, have no fear. Despite what they show in the media, we're kind people, hold your ground. Change is coming now.